state officials are eyeing rural Tennessee counties to boost how much money is spent on tourism. Right now, 70% of tourism dollars in Tennessee come from the four largest cities and the Smoky Mountains. The state wants to diversify what makes it attractive to visitors. The city of Manchester in Coffee County is home to 10,000 residents, except for 4 days each year when more than 80,000 people stop by for the Bonnaroo Music Festival.
We're known globally because of Bonnaroo, but how do we take advantage of that the other 361 days of the year?
Ryan French is Manchester's vice mayor and head of its tourism initiative. He says the town is trying to leverage its proximity to the Jack Daniel's and George Dickel distilleries, but he's one of the only people working on tourism in the entire county. That is where the state tourism department is stepping in. It's setting up workshops to train local officials on how to get more visitors. Tourism Commissioner Kevin Triplett says this doesn't mean every county needs a flashy attraction. They just need to learn how to market what they have.
The historical aspects we have here, the musical aspects we have here, our goal is to develop all that and connect it.
This goal will also be boosted by a new $1 million grant from the state to improve tourist sites in rural areas. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Seiner.